Blog Talk Radio.
Loose, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God, Father God. we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for a new day, Lord God, new mercy, new grace, amen. Come on, everybody, let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody, right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. Give God all praise going on because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Amen. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Amen. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with the psalms. Amen. For the Lord is a great God and the great King above all gods. Amen. It is his of the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also his. Amen. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive divine direction and instruction, that you will be blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, everybody, shout glory. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, to the shout. I'm your host, Prophet Chantel Manning. God bless you, everybody, in this cold weather here in Houston. We thank God that we're still here able, amen, to be here to experience, hallelujah, the time, the opportunity, hallelujah, the change, hallelujah, that's going on in the world today. We just thank God for his protection. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there are many that are without power and water, heat. So we thank God for shelter. We thank God for the heat. We thank God for the warmth right now. Amen. And hallelujah, that God is able, amen, to keep us in every situation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, open up your mouth and shout, Cousin Dorita. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. I feel for you all. I'm used to it. So I hope you all make it because we're getting it too. We're getting snow right now. And I thank the Lord.
Jesus.
I want you to bless me. Pray for me because I'm not feeling well today. Amen.
Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Father God, we know you to be a healing God right now. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene, Lord God, on behalf of your daughter, Dorita, right now, Father God. Lord, that you would intervene, Lord God, and turn it all around for it, Lord God. Lord, we know you to be a healer. So, Lord, we ask that you release your healing virtue, Lord God, into your daughter. Oh, Lord, Father God, let it touch her right now. Let it hit in the pit of her stomach and radiate through her whole body right now, bringing healing right now. We come against every spirit of pain, infirmity, affliction, of infection, hallelujah, disease, a virus is known and unknown to me right now, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I make a command on your body right now with the mantle that God has given me, the power and authority to speak to those things that shall be accepted. I speak healing and good health to you right now.
My Lord.
Thank you for your miracle work and power that worketh in her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bringing healing to our body, oh God. Let peace come and be still, oh God, in the life of your daughter, Dorita, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. Hallelujah. That you're healed by the blood, blessed by the blood, made new by the blood. Amen. Redeemed by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To God. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Dilla, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for waking me up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Breathing breath into my lungs this morning, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you that I'm not outside with where it's so cold, Lord. Thank you for the roof, the warmth, the water, the food, Lord. I just thank you,
yes,
Lord.
God.
I pray for those that's out there, Lord, Lord. Make their blood so warm that they won't even feel the cold, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
If it had
thank
not been
you, Lord.
For you, where would I be at today? I just thank
my
you.
Lord.
Thank you for my friend.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
thank
Lord.
You.
Lord.
Thank
you, Father thank God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you are with us, oh God, that you never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, but
thank
yes, you see, we
thank
you.
Thank
my Lord, my God, God bless you. God keep you. We have so much to be grateful for right now during this time. You see, sometimes we don't realize how, you know, what God has done in us, what God has done in our life, and what God has brought us from it until we see somebody else when they're going through it and what they're dealing with. We realize how blessed we are. You know, then we begin to recognize, oh, my God, that could have been me, that should have been me, that would have been me, but God kept me, amen. See, sometimes we got to look at somebody else's situation and realize that, hey, I'm in a better place than that person is, amen. And so when we look at our situation, even right now with the weather here in Houston, where some people are still out there in the cold, they're homeless. There are people right now that are without power and water and gas. You see it all online that people are saying, I'm in my home, but there's no heat, there's no water, there's no food. But we thank God that God has kept us, and we can thank God right now, right where we are, just saying, thank you, Father God, for what you've already done and what you're doing right now. It's God that has kept us. So we just want to say thank you, Father God. We want to pray our prayer right now that God will continue to protect his children and keep us all from harm right now. So Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we come to you right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to protect us, oh God, and everyone, oh God, here, and hallelujah, in this car, all that's on the call today, oh God. Lord, we pray for today, oh God, for our homes and our cars and lands and properties and vehicles and animals and pets and workplaces and finances, churches, businesses and ministries and all that you have placed us in charge of, oh God. Lord, keep us from any harm, oh God, destruction, pestilence, disease, distress, distress, natural disaster, the attacks of the enemy right now, directly or indirectly, evil people, that we not be taken advantage of, a trickery of any type of dysfunctionality, distraction, illusion, delusion, deceptions, or snares of any undue hardship right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, becoming the sons and daughters of God. Calls us to realize it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, protect us, oh God, on our right and on our left, oh God. Be our river, God, oh God, and go before us that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back what the enemy has stolen from us. Help us to learn and to walk upright in your righteous, oh God, all the days of our life. Your righteous counsel, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our desire and will be the accomplishing of your total will in our lives. Word upon word and precept upon precept and line upon line with the full measure, hallelujah, of the maturity of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, amen, so that we are an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our life, that our lamps will not be hid, oh God, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states, you all, that we be found redeeming the time and the lives of those who will receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. You have called us to be victorious, and we hearken to your call right now. Help us to have victorious dominion. Hallelujah. Because, Father God, we are your sons and daughters, oh God, that you've called us, oh God, and we ask y'all call them today. We walk in it, oh God, according to your way, your will, your plan, and your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for keeping us all day on yesterday, oh God, our family members and loved ones, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. It is you, Father God, that have called us in our right mind, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. It is you, Father God, that encamped your warring angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. So, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that when we lift up our eyes, hallelujah, to the hills, we see, oh God, that you are our help, and our help coming from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you trust God, hallelujah, for all things, hallelujah, just say it. Glory. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, because he is able. He is able. He is able. Let us decree and declare victory right now over our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Can we just decree and declare victory right now, no matter what it's looking like right now, no matter what it feel like, huh? No matter what it ain't or what it won't be, hallelujah. Can we decree and declare victory right now because we trust God and trust God's plan and God's will for our life? Will you surrender your will over today, amen, to the will of God? When you bind your mind with the mind of Christ and operate according to Christ, amen? They used to have a saying that said, what would Jesus do, amen? Before you do anything, hallelujah, before you start acting your own emotions, when you think, when you stop and think about what would Jesus do, amen? My God, my God. I'm thinking that would save a lot of us, amen, if we would just stop before we get into our emotions and think about what would Jesus do. I mean, and really think about it, not just when you get through thinking about it, then operating it. My Lord, my God, according to the will and the mind of Christ, amen. We just thank you, Father God, for one more time that we can decree and declare victory on today, amen. No matter what it feel like right now, we are victorious. No matter what it look like, we are victorious, amen, over every situation in our life concerning us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I see Cousin Brenda Gale chimed in there. Go ahead, Cousin Brenda Gale, open up your mouth and shout and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory, glory, hallelujah, praise, and thank God for another glorious day. Beautiful
yes,
snow
Lord.
Outside. Thank God for a roof over our heads and heat
yes.
and warm water and electricity. God is good all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise your holy and righteous name. God bless everyone on this line this morning.
Yes,
amen.
God, we're here. We thank God that we're here and that God has kept
yes.
us and that we're in a safe place. Amen. Because we're in his hands. Amen. He has the whole world in his hands. And we thank you, Father God, for keeping us. Amen. And just making sure. Let us not forget about those that are out there on the street that are, you know, just trying to stay alive, even our pets. And we just thank God that we have kept. Amen. I'm just so grateful. Amen. Because I see online where many have lost power and water and, you know, the pipes have frozen up. But God is still working in us and through us. Amen. And God can do all things. I remember one year I went out to see the homeless, and it was freezing cold. I mean, the temperature was like it is today. And I saw the people's lips were bursting because of the cold, and their nose running, their hands was cracking. And I began to pray for them. I had things in my car to give out, but before I gave that, I wanted to give them the Word of God, which is most important, because the Word of God changes lives. It brings, it delivers a sensory. It's a miracle. Hallelujah. It works in miracles and wonders and signs of God. Amen. So as I began to pray for the brothers and sisters that were out there, we formed a circle, and we got together, and we touched hand in hand, and we began to pray. And I tell you that God warmed up that whole circle, and one of the men began to shout that, oh, my God, God is real, because God sent this woman of God. God, and God has warmed up the whole circle. So where it was freezing cold, warmth came. I'm talking about as if it was a fire that was burning through the circle. All received the heat of the Lord. So everybody became warm. I mean, really warm. It became really, really warm. And you could just feel God's presence, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then I began to give out the things that God had given me to give to the people, hallelujah. But many were getting in line for prayer. Many were getting in line to be touched and receive, hallelujah, what God had for them in spirit. Not so much what I had in the bag, but they were coming from everywhere, lining up, men and women, amen, and mostly there were men out there, and they were lined up to receive prayer, amen, and you know, God was just doing a work, there were black, there were white, there were different races of people out there, so we just thank God, you know, for this time, we know that God is sending one out there through it all right now, that God is taking care of his people, amen, and we pray for those that are lost today, that they will be found, and God will send the one, his missionaries, that will go out and will compel them to come on into Christ, amen, and I just thank God for, like I said, one more time to be here, amen, glory to God. You all, we need to ask God for direction in our life. A lot of time we're just going astray, and I want to talk about direction. I want to talk about hope. I want to talk about help on today, on the shout today. Just want to be able to help us to live and walk that walk and understand that we have God. We don't have to lean to our own understanding, our own ways, and going about our own way, because it is in destruction. But if we just trust God and ask God for directions in our life, every day of our life, then we will truly be blessed, and we'll be in a place that God will meet us at. We'll be in a place where God can use us. Amen. So listen, I want to just break this down a little bit for you all. The word seek, you all, as we're seeking, seek is an action word. So we should be seeking God always, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and truth, seeking God for direction and instruction, seeking God for all that we are and all that we need. Amen. See, there are some people who say that they're seeking God, that they're their purpose, but they are actually just waiting for a lucky break, you all. A person who is seeking God's will is actually asking for God's direction. See, it may seem obvious, but you will never hear from God about your purpose if you don't ask him what he wants you to do. Amen. The Bible says in James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask. So the importance of prayer may seem like an incredibly simple thing to mention, perhaps an insult to your intelligence, but you will be surprised. You ought to learn how many people who have simply never taken the time to seriously pray about what God would have them to do. See, there are times when God will intentionally hold back something he wants to give you simply because you have not stopped to inquire FM. Amen. So 2 Chronicles, you all, chapter 16, verse 9 says that, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth so that he may support those whose heart is completely his. I want you to understand that that God is seeking for the one, hallelujah, that has a heart for him. Amen. That it will fulfill the purpose that God has for their life, for our life. Amen. See, this verse is often quoted, but the context of that scripture may surprise you all. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, you all, Baasha, the king of Israel, was at war with Judah and tried to stop the people out by besieging them at Ramah. So Asa, you are the king of Judah, brought out silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and from the king's house and sent them to Ben-Hadad, a king of Aram, you are which is Syria, and saying, let there be a treaty between you and me, and break your treaty with Baasha, the king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me. See, because Asa brought the allegiance of the Syrians with gold from the Lord's house, they rescued the southern king of Baasha. I'm just giving you a little bit of information here so you can understand that we have to ask God for directions, and we got to seek God in his way and his direction for our life. See, this might seem like a happy ending, y'all, but God was not pleased. He wanted to be Judah's defender and deliverer, but Asa looked instead to the Syrians, you all, for deliverance, and add to that the fact that he took gold from the Lord's house and gave it to someone else. But because of this, God sent a prophet named Hananiah of the king Asa, and his message was this: because you are not on the king of Aram of Syria and not on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Aram, you are here, has escaped from your hand. We're not the Kishites and the Libyans. You are a mighty army with great numbers of chariots and horsemen. That's a question. Yet when you were not on the Lord, amen, he delivered them into your hands. For the eyes of the Lord raised you up the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. See, you haven't done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war. This is what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7 through 9. You can read it for yourself. See, fear caused Asa to trust in the king of Syria instead of the Lord. Or you that one today that is trusting in man and not of the Lord. And this offended God deeply. So understand, if you're operating this way, it's an offense to God. So for this reason, God gave Asa over to the very thing that he feared. No, see, he was to be at war. The Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 8 through 9, tell us, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in the prince. See, look, so often God stands by ready and willing to help us, but we never ask. See, we carry unnecessary burdens trying to find a solution to our problems on our own. See, when we do this, we lose our opportunity to bring God's glory, amen? And then we lose an opportunity to get the answer that we truly need, amen. See, sadly, Asa made the same mistake. Only three verses later, in the 39th year of his reign, you are Asa developed a disease in his feet, and his disease was severe. Yet, even in his illnesses, he did not seek the Lord, but relied only on the physicians. Is that you today that's not relying on the word of God and God, but you're relying on the physician and what the physician is saying, and looking for, diagnosis and prognosis, amen, from the physician? But God is here. All you got to do is seek and ask for his direction, and he shall reveal those things to you. See, so Asa slept, you all, with his fathers in death, dying in the 41st year of his reign. We can find it in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12 through 13. See, repeatedly, Asa called for help from foreign armies, you all, instead of from the Lord, and he inherited a premature war as a result. See, when he was sick, Asa sought help only from the doctors instead of from the Lord, and he died as a result. See, God wanted to deliver Asa from his enemies, but he wanted to heal him of his illnesses as well. But as many of us do, Asa didn't turn to God when it mattered most, and the results were disastrous, you all. See, the final verse of the chapter sums up Asa's life with an almost contemptuous caption. They buried him in his own tomb, which he had cut out for himself. My Lord, my God. See, Asa, instead of relying on his flesh rather than God, and the Lord gave him over to what he feared the most. See, in Jeremiah verse chapter 17, verse 5 says that, thus said the Lord, curses the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. If you're seeking God's will for your life, it means that you're actively praying about it, waiting before the Lord and listening for his direction. Perhaps you have not heard an answer because you haven't asked the question. God perhaps you have asked, but you haven't been listening. Maybe it's time to turn off the television, put away the video games, and spend time, get off your phone, and spend time on your knees before the Lord, reading his word and listening to his voice. His promise is, you will seek out and you will find. The Bible says, you will seek me and find me. And when you seek me with all your heart, that you shall find. My God, my God. Are you seeking God for directions? Are you seeking men? Are you trusting God? Are you trusting self? Are you trusting God? Are you trusting man or woman? Are you trusting God? Because when you trust him, how long are you going to wait on him? Amen. You're going to seek God for his way and his direction. You're going to seek God for instructions for your life. Amen. But you have to with a whole heart. That means you're not wavering in your faith. That means you have no doubt. You don't get to fear or worry because you trust God. Whether it's now or later, amen, you will trust God whether you do it now or later, amen, but just trusting God in whatever, hallelujah, whatever will it is for your life, but will you allow God's will to be done, amen, hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah, we thank God, and I want to talk about help and hope, amen, and then we're going to close up here in the shout. I thank God for the opportunity because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get on today for 12 o'clock, but I thank God for making the way, amen, that we're able to be on today and receive the word of God, not my word, but the word of God on today. The Bible says, when we talk about help, when we look in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, and what the Bible said, that God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Amen. Do you know that today? Amen. See, have you ever gone through a trial or a heartache so painful that you couldn't even put it into words? That is a question. It felt like a long, piercing scream was ripping up you apart inside, and any number of things could cause such suffering and loss of a loved one, a divorce, betrayal, a sickness. If you find yourself in such a place in your life, reach out to the Lord, our God Most High. Amen. He understands suffering at its deepest level. You got to understand that Jesus knows he suffered. Amen. So he knows how to comfort you. All you have to do is ask. But will you ask today? Will you ask believing? Hallelujah. Will you ask and trust him? Will you ask in faith? Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 33 and 20, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. When you're going through, who do you look to? Amen. See, who do you turn to when trouble comes your way? You're blessed if you have faithful friends and loved ones here on earth, but whether you have some support in your life or not, God has promised you that you will never face adversity alone. Again and again in the Bible, he declares his desire is to help you, to help us, even when no one else is there. He will be there, amen, and he has limitless resources. No matter what your need is, call on. No matter what your need is, call on. No matter how many times your need is the same, call on him. Amen. Because if he's did it before, guess what? God will do it again. And stand on hope, y'all. Don't lose hope. A lot of us have lost hope in our situation and circumstances. We lost hope. All hope is gone, and it seems like hope is gone. The Bible says in Lamentations 3 and 25, the Lord is good to those who hope in him, to those who seek him. The Bible says in Psalm 42, verse 5 through 6, where are you downcast, oh my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. So hope, you all, is amazing. It can grow and thrive even in the bleakest circumstances. A prisoner of war suffers brutal abuse at the hands of his captors, but they cannot break his spirit or rob him of the hope that one day he will be free again. It's hope that keeps us moving forward, always looking for a better day. Amen. Hope is God's gift. Amen. Thank him for it by placing your hope in him. He is profoundly faithful. Amen. See, people hope in many things, money, possessions, other people, power, fame, and status, even their own strength. None of those things have the power to sustain hope. But God does. Amen. Money and possessions can be gone in a moment, but he will never change. People will fail you, but he will never let you down. Power, fame, and status are another refugee you are. Even your own strength will one day be gone, but God will still be by your side. Place your hope in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone on today. May God continue to keep you. May God continue to be your strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, call on God. Seek God for direction. Seek God for your life. Amen. And for the life of your loved ones, pray. Pray for yourself and pray for others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may God bless you. May God keep you. We're back here on the shout tomorrow at 12. p.m. And I thank God again for the opportunity. May God bless you all. May God bless you to. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace at this time. If you believe it all, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open up your mouth and say that, hallelujah, with me today. I receive the blessing of the Lord our God. I receive my healing. I receive deliverance. I receive freedom. I receive the protection of God. I receive the provision of God for my life. I receive the will of God for my life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if you prayed that prayer, guess what? It shall be. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. You all have a blessed day.
Oh,
amen.
I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say.
Back to you, you gave me my heart.